Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Girl, you know it's true.
And
what is it?
May not be real, but it's true.
I would love it.
Girl, because my mind.
You're the one I think about most.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I don't have a mic. I'm leaving.
What? No mic. Oh, there it is.
Her on button wasn't working, and she goes, I don't have a mic. I'm leaving. And then she punched it one more time.
I'm in love,
and it
girl.
Turned red, and she goes,
Yeah, I fixed it for you. I like to give you that semblance of hope for just a few seconds that you may not
sorry.
Be needed.
I mean, the equipment malfunctioned.
Right,
I'm leaving.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's
happy
good to see
Friday.
You guys. Oh, my word. Oh. Has this been a long week?
I was out in the break room a couple days ago, and one of our friends from down the hall was out there. And I go, am I the only one that feels like this week has been a year? And he looked at me with this odd, puzzled music world brain that I love so much. And he goes, what do you mean we were all off on Monday? And I go, that's why you and I are coming from this week from a different place.
Yes, because those of you who spin records got to have Monday off.
Now, yes. As the resident pessimist here on the program, as I am.
I'd rather you go with the word skeptic.
Sure. Why do you guys say that every week is a long week?
Well, we don't. Last week, Dan and I were in agreement that it was a short-feeling week.
I bet that I could go and look at the podcast, and it would say something different.
Well, Sam, if you want to go listen to 20 hours of content to prove your point, then be my guest.
Now that most of y'all are all seasoned like I am, having long weeks is a really good thing. We don't want it to go too fast.
By the way, speaking of seasoned...
I don't even want to talk about it.
Speaking of seasoned, Dana is feeling particularly old today.
Oh, so will you, Dan. Just wait.
Oh, no.
So I was thrilled to welcome a film crew into the station today from Canada.
Oh.
And they reached out several months ago to see if I'd be willing to sit down for an interview for one of the stories I covered many moons ago in my television days. And I was happy to do it.
Crime story?
It happened to be almost the 20-year anniversary of my now friend, Toby Doerr, who, she's had quite a journey, but initially you know that name because she smuggled John Maynard out of prison in a dog crate. And so they reached out. I wrote the foreword to her book, as you know, and they said, would you be willing to sit down with us? And I said, absolutely. So they are in town from Canada today. And I was reading back my notes from that story and that time, because it's been almost 20 years. And we get back there to start the shoot, Dan, and I'm like just looking over some of the dates and facts. And I go, oh my gosh. And they go, what? And I go, she was 48 when that happened.
Mm-hmm.
So
2 years younger than you are right now.
Rudimentary math.
Thank you, Scott, is what Dana's thinking.
I am now 2 years older than Toby was on that day in February when that thing went down. And I just went, wow, I did not have that on my, I just, you know, time marches on, I get it, but like
Oh my God. Wait, hang on, there's more. Because
I just remember thinking at the time she looked like an older seasoned woman who looked like a librarian. She had never had a traffic ticket in her entire life when that happened. And she ended up on the FBI's most wanted list. You all know the story.
A view from the youth.
She and I have become friends. But I remember as a very young reporter down the street thinking, oh my gosh, she looks like a librarian. She has two boys that are grown and flown.
She looks old.
I'm now older than she was. I'm like, when did that happen?
You are now the old seasoned librarian.
Thank you, Sam.
You're welcome. Wow.
Is it my eyelashes?
Okay, can we talk about those?
I'm worried that the stack is going to blow off the desk if you blink too quickly.
Wow!
I think they look really good for TV cameras.
Sam, I am wearing television eyelashes.
No, they look fantastic.
So I don't look naked on television. In person, they're a little dramatic.
For this Canadian interview, Dana put on some fake eyelashes, and in 13 years together, I don't think I've ever seen you with fake eyelashes, and it's hard to take you seriously right now.
They're so long that when I put on my readers,
they blink into the glass of your glasses.
But they're going to look good on TV.
Is there any way to take those off right now?
No, because they're glued on. And if I just don't. I just don't. I've had a day, and I don't want to take them off.
I mean, they look like visors.
They look like tarantulas.
They do.
Okay, and my comment was too far.
Shade my face.
Clearly.
If the sun was shining down on me, I would.
Your whole face would be in shade. It's like you're wearing a ball cap.
Yeah, it does save you from wearing a ball cap.
That's twice.
It saves you from wearing sunglasses,
that's
too.
Twice in a week that you guys have seen me in fake eyelashes. One for the photo shoot last weekend and one today for this television
That's
thing.
Right.
Now, you that's don't right. have to worry about any dust getting in your eyes today.
No.
Your defenses are up.
Or for your eyes to get hot with that much fanning going on.
It's Friday.
Get a second job as a chimney sweep.
It's Friday. No. It's Friday. Almost nothing you will say is going to bother me today.
You actually look very lovely, Dana.
Thank you. Thank you, Dan.
I think you look lovely, but it's very distracting.
Well, then avert your eyes, Scott, because I'm not taking them off. We have dinner plans tonight. I'm wearing them out to dinner.
Where are you going to dinner? Don't say, because...
No, we haven't decided yet. But okay. I'm very happy it's Friday. I feel like it's been a long week.
Well, it has been a long week.
Do your eyelids feel heavier? No.
Yeah, well, that's a valid question, I think. It's like, well, wait a minute.
I'm being serious.
Does it hurt to blink?
Really?
Or does it
no.
take you longer to blink?
They feel very, very natural.
She's a slow blinker right now.
Stop slow blinking at me.
This is what half the population wants to know about. Fake eyelashes. How does that work?
Are we for them or against them?
I've never donned them, so I would have no idea. So I think these questions are perfectly legitimate.
They would make your eyes pop, Scott.
They really do.
Now, do you have to add the...
The glue?
No, what's it called?
Here's what I'm going to do.
Mascara?
No. No, not
what's
really. The mascara. You
yeah,
don't
do
really
you
need mascara with fake eyelashes. What I'm going
to
do is I'm going to bring in a set on Monday, and I'm going to glue them to your face.
That's what we need to see.
And you guys all, the men need to wear them.
Mm-hmm.
All three of us?
Yes, it would be hilarious. I mean, you are the sexiest man alive.
Well, I'm one of two.
Please.
One of two.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.